You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I was talking to Jeremy yesterday about, just briefly, and then we decided we should talk about it on the show. This thing about couples trips. Back in the day, I'd say almost 20 years ago, I did couples trips. Not big ones, not like out of the country or even, I don't even think we went out of state, but we would go up and do couples weekends up in the mountains or take a couples trip to Grand Junction and stuff like that, yeah. Where there was either two of us, as like there were four people or six people, sometimes as many, you know, as three couples that would go on these trips. And I said, we should talk about this on the show because I'm not so sure that that's not ripe for causing friend breakups.
Are you still friends with those people?
No.
Aha! Ho-ho!
I have not seen either couple in
maybe that ages. Correlation. I don't know. Well, the thing is yes, it's already in the works with some of our new couple friends. We've been planning a little trip to go see the International Snow Sculpture Championships. Don't be jealous.
I don't know you anymore.
Up in Breckenridge. It's cool. I mean, you know it, right? You've seen the snow sculptures every year that they do up there. And
if 5 years ago I had thrown out at you, hey, Jeremy, you want to go see that? You would have gone, I'd rather die. I don't want to do that.
Now I'm like, ooh, they make things out of snow. Let's go see it.
I'm watching you morph. I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I've got to explore different options in my life, Dom, and expand my horizons a little bit. Well, this is coming up at the end of January, I believe. So we've already been looking at, like, you know, VRBO houses and stuff to go up there for a couple nights with either one or two more couples.
How many couples total?
It would be three total, I think.
So
two,
once
definitely
again, so
possibly
once again,
three.
We talked before about how your little group of four or five couples, some
it's
of them
dwindling,
are
some
of them
of
are
them
getting
are busy,
the shaft.
Though. It's some of them are busy that week and stuff, but. like it sounds fun in theory and in the planning and the emails and text going back and forth and we're all excited, but I know if you go up there for 3 days, 4 days together, you're all going to hate each other by the time it's said and done and over with. I think somebody's going to be irritated. Something will be said.
Here's what I discovered. Friendship takes on a real test when you begin to share bathrooms.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's yeah. Where your friendship really gets put to the test.
What? Like, in what way?
Just all I'm going to say is go do it and then come back and we'll talk.
I don't want to share bathrooms. Well, I want to get a place where we all have our own bathroom.
Okay, well, you could do that.
I think that's what we're going to try to do.
You could do that.
I don't want to wait for somebody to get out of the shower.
The fact that there's only three couples, that will help.
With kids, though.
Okay.
This is what you call a cluster.
Now, wait a minute. So you're saying it would be couples and children?
And children.
This will not survive.
That's what I'm thinking, because I know not only are we going to be irritated with another of the adults in the couples, but their children as well.
Right.
By the end of this little trip, we will hate their children. Probably.
When you first meet people and they have kids, the kids are adorable. But when they're not your children, after a certain amount of time, you're like...
Mm. And it goes both ways. I mean, by the end of this, they'll hate our children as well. So
yeah.
It could get ugly.
The next time somebody suggests, let's all get together, that's when you start hearing the, oh, you know, Regina's got a thing that weekend.
She's got a tickle. She's got a tickle in her throat.
Or, you know, Larry's, he's got a lot of projects for work that he's got to... that's what's coming.
I also kind of worry that things will be peachy keen and great the whole time, and then it'll just be constant then. One trip went well, so now we can no longer do anything as our own little family. It'll always have to be, hey, let's go ahead and invite so-and-so too. So it's constantly going to be couple trips now from here on out versus me spending time with my family alone.
I know you hate it when I reference old movies, but I am going to suggest a movie that you and Nicole watch. It's an 80s movie.
Okay.
And it's called The Four Seasons. And it's about three couples who continually go on vacation together. That's why it's called The Four Seasons, because each season
they do something.
They do a trip, the three couples. They'll go somewhere for the winter. They go for somewhere in the spring.
That's
they go somewhere in the summer. Well,
somebody get murdered.
Yes, but when you watch it, it's everything that we're talking about. How about how they grow to hate each other?
Yeah.
The arguments, the this, the that. There's like one scene where there's some grown kids involved. But other than that, so if you think you're adding children to the dynamic,
yeah.
Wow.
Wait.
What if our listeners could comment on all of the...
Anything related with couple trips, if they work for you, if they don't, if you have horror stories, things that went wrong.
I almost don't want the calls from people say, oh, it's just glorious. We've never had any trouble. That's not entertaining. I would rather get the calls from people who are like, yeah, we used to go on couple trips all the time. And then
and this
happened.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because I feel like the whole trip is going to be a fake, or it's going to be an acting job for me where, yeah, I'll act all hunky-dory to the day. You know, during the day, everything's great. And then you all go to your separate rooms and then gossip about each other. That's all it's going to be.
Watch this movie.
Can you believe what so-and-so said?
Telling you.
We are never doing this again. And their kid is a disaster. God.
Okay, let's hear some feedback from our listeners about nightmare stories of couples trips.
Yep. Are you for it? Are you against it?
Derek, you're going first. Derek, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
So what couples trip did you take?
A couple years back, me and my girlfriend did a trip to Sturgis with a couple that we are no longer friends with after this trip.
Oh, no.
We got this little cottage. It was very small, and there was like one bedroom and a pull-out couch. And we were up there for 5 days, I believe, and we thought we were going to switch halfway through who got the bedroom and who got the pullout couch, but they just were complaining about it. They're like, no, we just want to stay in the bedroom. All of our stuff's already there. So, it was just very interesting.
So your back hurt by the end of the trip is what you're saying.
it was terrible. And they reached out to us after the trip, and we were just like,
Done. Derek, thank you very much for being on the show. That's a crappy thing.
That is a crappy thing.
But that's what I'm saying. This stuff comes out. Mm-hmm. Derek probably never would have imagined before they went on that trip that couple would do that.
They're so selfish.
Yeah, here's Jenna on the phone. Good morning, Jenna. Welcome.
Good morning.
So what happened?
So we had been hanging out with this other couple for years, and we started going on couple trips, which was originally really great. Like, couldn't have been better. We shared hotel rooms and everything. But then right before one couple trip, they broke up. And it was, like, the worst thing ever. So they both insisted on coming on the couple's trip. And, I mean, it was screaming fights. One's trying to win the other one back. The other one's already talking to someone new.
Oh, wow.
Like the children of a divorce.
Yes.
It was insane.
Whose side do you take?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, originally it was awesome, but then, like, when something like that happens, and it wasn't like we were just couples for, like, 6 months or something, like, years.
Yeah.
And that kind of breakup just rocked everything.
Yeah. Jenna, thank you for being on the
show.
Thanks,
Jenna.
That's a whole topic unto itself, mm-hmm. is when you're in a couple's friendship thing and one of those couples splits.
Yeah, who do you go with?
Yeah, because I was there. I mean, when I got divorced many years ago, that's why I think I told you.
I stayed with you.
Jeremy stayed with me, but a lot of people went with her. And it's like, it's just
a bummer.
Yeah, people just choose sides. What they say on Facebook.
So, yeah, quickly, Stephanie, my friend on Facebook, said they did a few couples trips. She said the latest was 2 years ago. Five couples went to Vegas. It was terrible, in all capital letters. She says, it was always, so-and-so doesn't like this. So-and-so's hungry. So-and-so doesn't want to gamble. So-and-so wants to gamble. She said, ugh, never again. Three of the couples moved out of state, and we haven't been on a couples trip since. Thank God.
It is kind of, it's like herding cats.
It is.
Because if you're going to do three couples, that's six people that all have to be on the same timetable.
Nobody's going to agree.
Like the same food, like going to the same places.
They have to be up at the same time.
Right. This person insists on riding shotgun in the car when you go somewhere. This person gets motion sickness in the backseat.
I'm changing my mind on this. Real quick, like.
No, I want you to do it only so I can do an I told you so.
No, thank you.